And you may be seated.
Sometimes the greatest blessings come when we least expect them. God gave us a baby as a gift for Christmas. That seems so random, or does it? Follow along as we come to discover the true meaning of Christmas through random acts of kindness. You may find out how it's not so random after all.
Christmas morning. Every year, my mom makes the best Christmas breakfast. She doesn't even make me drink that nasty milk like usual. You know the kind, 2% good for you and 98% gross.
I like milk with loads of chocolate syrup and a big cookie to dunk it in. These fresh baked cookies that my mom made for our group this morning are just beginning for a glass of milk right now.
Well, there goes the 2% good for you.
I'm excited about Christmas morning, too. I love watching my family open gifts I got on them. Seeing how excited they get is one of the best feelings in the world.
Wait, really?
Why would you want to do that when you can open the gifts they got for you?
You just have to get me to fly, and then I can leave my eyes and do the gifts.
Opening gifts is fun, but what I think Miss Jessica means is that Christmas is about giving.
Exactly. It feels good to give things away. It was Christmas Day when God gave us his most precious, ultimate gift. That's why we celebrate each year by sharing gifts with those all around us.
So what is the ultimate gift?
That's a good question, and what better place to learn about it than here at church?
So God gave us baby Jesus as the ultimate gift? That seems so random.
Many times God's kindness does seem random to us, but God always has a plan.
Speaking of a plan, when do we get to do all the rest of the Christmas stuff?
Yeah, I love the candle lighting at the Christmas Eve service.
treat bag. I like the treat bags that Mr. Jean and the Brotherhood make.
I like hearing the choir sing the Christmas cantata.
All of those events are fun parts of our Christmas here at Zion. But right now, let's take a moment and focus on what happened the night Jesus was born as Julia reads the Christmas story to us in Luke chapter 2.
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
Can you imagine what it would be like if you were hanging out in the field just chilling, watching over your sheep, and then some angel showed up to tell you that a babe was being born? Talk about random.
That's the point, it's random. Sometimes the greatest blessings come when we least expect them.
Moving on, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Troy, what are you thinking about staring out the window?
Well, I was just thinking about my dad, Uncle Brad, and Sam out there in the cold feeding the cows. I've never really thought about how people have to work, even on the holidays.
Hey, it'd be a great time for them to receive something unexpected. Let's take them some cookies and lend a hand.
Sounds great.
Did you see their faces? I don't think they expected us at all.
That was fun. It felt so good.
It made my heart so full watching all of you give back in such an unexpected way. There are other things you can do to help others here at the church. Let's name a few.
Hold the door open for someone.
Take a person's plate up for them at Wednesday night meal.
Put the chairs under the table at the end of Sunday school.
Those are all great ideas.
Giving is such a blessing.
It's funny because I'm finding out that the best gifts aren't under the tree.
Now you are really understanding the true meaning of Christmas.
Jesus, share the wonder,
Ms. Jessica, what are some other gifts that we can do that come from the heart?
Well, I think one of the greatest gifts we have to offer to one another is to pray for each other.
You know, we have people who came from near and far to be here this morning. Can we pray for them? Is that too random?
That's the best thing about prayer. Even when it's random, it's still right.
Who would like to lead us in prayer for all the people here today?
I will. I think I know what to say.
Just speak from your heart.
Dear God, thank you for sending your Son so that we can know what true love is. I pray that everyone who walks through these doors this morning will understand the meaning of Christmas and know Jesus in a real way. We love you, God. Amen.
Miss Jessica, are you okay?
Yes, it really touched me to see all of you minister to so many people this morning. Everything seemed so random, but it just hit me. It's not random at all, what God has doing through you, all of you.
What do you mean?
Think about it, Troy, your dad, Uncle Brad and Sam, Cora, the ones you opened the door for, Ella, the ones you took the plates, and all the other kind deeds you all were doing for others. Julia, especially for the prayer you gave to all the people here today.
Oh my goodness.
It's like the Christmas story with the shepherds in the fields, Mary and Joseph and the wise men traveling to pray for Jesus. It all makes perfect sense. God sent Jesus because of his great love for us.
It's clear it's not random at all.
Yes, Jesus was born on Christmas night, and he is still alive and working through all of us today, even through what seemed like a little random acts of kindness.
You may have of Christmas. Random.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for being blessed you bestowed upon us. Lord, I ask you to take these tithes and offerings and put them ongoing in your kingdom, your glory. Give us our many sins. In your name I pray. Amen.
praise that Betty Wellman just made it within a second from the hospital to rehab. She's in rehab, not in the hospital. So she's been there for a while, but we'll continue to remember those in prayer. Music has a way of moving us, inspiring us, of waking us up, of helping us to remember. Just recently, I was riding around and I heard on the radio they were advertising the Jersey Boy musical, and they shared several songs. And I remember the last time I heard those songs was when I went to that same musical several years back. And it was a special memory because I was able to go with family and my mom was in good enough health to go and join us. Music has a way of just stirring things up within our hearts and our souls. How many of y'all felt your spirit and your soul stirred as the children just shared the message of Christmas this morning? It has a way of drawing us into a message that we need to hear. I want to mention briefly this morning two prophets that each had a message that the people needed to hear. The first one is Isaiah, and the message that he shared out of chapter 11 were encouraging words to a people who lived in exile, to a people who experienced war and famine, who had been taken from their homes and found themselves under a different king. And so in these words of hope, he shared about a new king and a new kingdom that was going to come. It has this image of a stump that's there. But out of that stump, this new king is going to arise. It calls it a shoot or a branch. Before, the people of Israel were a very proud people. God was on their side, and they had their nation and able to worship in the temple in Jerusalem. And now all that was gone. The image just of what used to be this great tree was just a stump. No life there at all. How would we feel if we just showed up one morning on a Sunday and every one of these trees that we have out by the cemetery, those beautiful huge oaks behind the tree, were gone, and it was just the stumps that was there? It would be depressing. We would probably have a few tears to shed. This is what the Israelites experience. But Isaiah, he gives them these encouraging words saying this new king is going to lead them. And upon this king, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on his shoulders. He'll have wisdom and knowledge and power and understanding. He will judge with righteousness and justice. He'll take care of the needy. He'll help the poor. It was a message that those people needed to hear. As Christians, when we hear those words, we're reminded that these words foretold the Messiah. They told us about Christ who was going to come. That same message that we need to hear to remind us of the hope of the season. And just like the hymn that we sing during Advent, the one that we're focusing on, Joy to the World, was based on Psalm 98. There is another Christmas carol that we sing, O Come, Emmanuel, that's based on some of the prophetic words of Isaiah, specifically out of chapter 11. And ransom captive Israel, those in exile. Then also later on, it talks about, O Come, branch of Jesse. Again, when we sing these carols, the music brings us back to the message that we need to hear. The other prophet is not normally a prophet we refer to because he comes from the New Testament, John the Baptist, but he had a simple message. Repent, because the kingdom of heaven is to come. When I read the words from Matthew's text in chapter 3, there's a reference to Isaiah 40. There's a voice crying out in the desert. There's a voice singing out in the desert proclaiming, prepare the way of the Lord. Have any of y'all ever heard or seen the musical Godspell? If you have, you remember that one moment where the character John the Baptist sings out, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. I put y'all through that last week, singing Joy to the World. Well, but what begins with just this one song becomes a message that John the Baptist is singing. And then other people begin to join in until finally all those around are not only hearing the message, but at the same time, they're singing it and they're proclaiming it. Music has a way of bringing people together, proclaiming that message. It brings us and it draws us to words that we sometimes need to hear. Something powerful happens when we raise our voices together. Even if you were just in this room and you weren't singing, but just being here presence, the air that we breathe in leaves us as sound waves vibrating, and they literally pass from one body to the next, where they then resonate within each person. That word resonate means to feel deeply a reverberating sound. If we were to have something resonate with us, we would have something in common. We would feel and we would know that same thing without an explanation. We just feel it. We can't really explain it, but it's just there. As believers, sometimes we know that it's the Spirit that's moving within us. In our Joy to the World hymn, in the second verse, there's a line that says, repeat the sounding joy. And so we repeat that word several times, and then again we repeat the sounding joy. Sometimes in music there's a refrain where there's either a melody or there's words that's repeated over and over and over again. It can be in a way to emphasize the importance of those words. This Advent season, what refrain will you be singing? What words will you be repeating over and over and over again? I think the message that the children presented is a very clear one for all of us to be challenged at today. That the refrain that we can be singing over and over again is not anything we say with our words, but it could be our actions and our deeds, and how we're going to present to others the message of Christ, the message of Christmas, by serving those. My prayer is that we will go and we will show Christ's love by serving those, and that we will repeat that sounding joy. Will you pray with me? God, I thank you so much just for all the many ways you've blessed us. I thank you for the children who shared the message with us, and I thank you for the gift of music, where it can move in and among us, it can inspire us, it can wake us up, it can challenge us, it can stir in our hearts, and it can remind us that your love is present to all of us. May we carry that message, and may we share Christ's love with those that we come into this Christmas season. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. We continue our...